Abu's Yampa will read. Maybe the first verse, is it all right for you? The first verse, and then tomorrow we can read the second verse. I think it's nice. Mm-hmm.
To the Supreme Lord, whose form is the embodiment of eternal existence, knowledge, and bliss, whose shock-shaped earrings are swinging to and fro, who is beautifully shining in the divine realm of Gokul, who, due to the offense of breaking the pot of yogurt that his mother was turning into butter, and then stealing the butter that was kept hanging from a swing, is quickly running from the wooden grinding mortar in fear of Mother Yasoda, but who has been caught from behind by her, who ran after him with greater speed. To that Supreme Lord, Sri Damodar, I offer my humble obeisances.
We will continue the article where we left off. It's actually a reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It describes that the activities of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his travels after he accepted sannyas are his principal pastimes. And it has explained that these pastimes lasted 18 years altogether. 18 years which he spent in Jagannath Puri. The first 6 of these 18 years he performed regularly kirtan and induced all the devotees to taste love of God simply by chanting and dancing. And the remaining 12 years he more or less stayed for himself in the Gambira, and he relished the sweet mood of separation. So now we will hear a little about this, and I would like to say in the beginning, these are the, according to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's, the most important, this is the most important period of Mahaprabhu's teaching, the sannyas time where he was totally absorbing himself into the pangs of separation. We will hear what this mood of separation has to do with the principal process of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. What is the real Swarup or nature of Gauranga Mahaprabhu? Well, he is always feeling pangs of separation from Krishna, always crying for Krishna. That is his mood. The deeper he feels separation, the more he experiences deep ecstasy. The more acute the feeling of separation, the more he relishes union in the heart. Externally or outside, he is crying and feeling separation. Krishna is not close by, he is away. Therefore, Mahaprabhu is always crying, Ha Prana Preshta Krishna, O my dearest Krishna, O my dearest Krishna, O Hari, O Hari, O Rama, Ha Rama. That is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chanting and shedding tears. Radharani felt like this. Radharani feels acute pangs of separation from Krishna. When she chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and so on, she sheds tears. In her chanting, Hare means, O Hari, O Krishna, O Rama. This is described in the scripture known as Radha Tantra. But for a conditioned soul who's chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare means O Radharani. Krishna means O Krishna. Rama means O Rama. But liberated souls, those who are in Gopi Bhava, Radha Bhava, in the mood of Mahaprabhu, for them Hare Krishna means O Hari, O Krishna, O Rama. And they feel pangs of separation and they cry always. That is Vipralamba. That is the crying stage, the embodiment of feeling separation. That is Gauranga. Gaura is always chanting Hare Krishna and crying. That is his real Swarup. It is Radha Bhava. In this connection, the chanting of an old sadhu near Madan Mohan Mandir comes to mind. He chanted and he became old and older. Finally, he was so brittle and brittle and fragile and tender that it was clear he would only live for a few more days. So Radha and Krishna came. Krishna came and said, "Hey, hey, sadhu, sadhu Thakur, what are you doing?" The old Baba said, "I'm calling for Krishna." And Krishna answered back. He said, "Has he come? Has he answered?" And the old sadhu said, "No, he is very cruel." Krishna said, "What? Krishna is cruel?" "Yes, I'm calling for him the whole life. He has not yet come. When I call for the rickshaw driver, because now I'm blind and I want to go to some Bhagavad Saptaha, rickshaw driver comes. When I call for the people to carry me to the Yamuna to take my bath, people come. But when I call for Krishna, doesn't come." Krishna said, "This is too much." And he said, "Baba, I'm here. Now look at me." And with this, he touched the eyes of the blind Baba. And Baba opened his eyes and saw Krishna. But he was very intelligent. He said, "You can't be Krishna. Krishna always comes with Radharani." Krishna called Radharani and they both gave their sakshat darshan to the Baba, who then fainted and after a few days went back to Godhead. Jai Hare Krishna. This is what, but this story gives an incomplete picture if we don't understand it in the mood of this here article, that if someone chants with the mood of Vipralamba, the success of his life is not necessarily Sambhoga. The success is that Radha and Krishna appear in his heart. Vipralamba is not exalted because it brings Sambhoga, or the feeling of separation is not exalted because it eventually brings union. No, it stands on its own 2 feet independently as the greatest of Vaishnav sadhana because the Lord appears in the heart. Still, the devotee wishes afterwards that the Lord appears before him so that he can embrace him. That is still the devotee. Prabhupada has written in his purport to Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila 1341. In this connection, one should refer to Srimati Radharani's soliloquy after meeting Uddhava in Vrindavan. Buridhan Prabhu, what is soliloquy?
The one who speaks to himself.
Soliloquy.
Yes. Yeah. Soliloquy.
Yes.
What does this mean?
Yeah. One's words speaking while one is alone. It's as if speaking to oneself.
It is the words spoken when one is alone, as if spoken to oneself. So one should. He is Buridhan Prabhu. He knows everything. In this connection, one should refer to Srimati Radharani's speaking alone to herself after meeting Uddhava in Vrindavan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented a similar picture of such ecstatic, imaginary talking, full of jealousy and madness, symptomizing neglect by Krishna. Srimati Radharani criticized a bumblebee and talked just like a madwoman. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the last days of his pastimes, exhibited all the symptoms of such ecstasy. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj has described in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila 1342, Vidyapati Jaya Deva Chandidasera Gita Ashvadena Ramananna Svarupa Sahita. When such feelings arose in Mahaprabhu, Svarup Damodaran Ray Ramananda quoted similar verses from the Bhagavata. They also sang the songs of Vidyapati, Jayadev, and Chandidas. They thereby nourished the feelings of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is always feeling acute pangs of separation from Krishna. He is always crying. Radharani has different stages of conditions in her feelings of separation. The same stages, the same feelings have been manifested by Mahaprabhu because he is in Radha Bhava. It is said, no individual before Gauranga Mahaprabhu and also after Gauranga Mahaprabhu has ever manifested these intense stages of separation, because they are not possible to be felt by anyone else than Srimati Radharani. So there are 10 stages, dashami dasha. First chinta, anxiety, then jagaraha, wakefulness, udvegaha, mental agitation, tanavaha, wasting away of the body, malinangata, uncleanliness, pralapa, talking like madmen, vyadhi, disease-like, unmada, madness, moha, fainting, and mrityu, death. So in tomorrow's lecture, we will hear the first two of them, but for closing our talk this evening, we will hear or see a picture of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this ecstatic mood of a separation. We will hear a verse which is dear to all the Vaishnavas. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as we know, used to go for his darshan to Garuda, and then after his darshan, where he usually saw Jagannath as Lord Krishna on the altar, he was in a highly agitated state of mind. Once, when he saw Lord Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani, an Aryan woman who couldn't see because he was so tall, very tall, yeah, you can see, climbed on his shoulders to then see Lord Jagannath, and Govinda was shocked. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had once, when he heard a Devadasi singing, he had once run towards her, and then the last moment Govinda said, "It's a woman, it's a woman!" And then Lord Chaitanya had stopped and came back to external consciousness and said, "Govinda, today you have saved my life. What if I would have touched a woman?" This is how Gauranga Mahaprabhu was so strict. But this time when Govinda got a woman down from his shoulder, Gauranga Mahaprabhu looked at Govinda and said, "Why have you done this? She is my guru. She is teaching me intense eagerness. She wants to see Krishna. I have no eagerness." That means, why was the Lord behaving in two different ways? Well, when he stopped, he was back in his external consciousness. But when he viewed Lord Jagannath as Krishna, he was in his internal consciousness, where he did not think himself to be a man, a male. And therefore, women are very free with each other. No? He was thinking himself in the mood of Radharani, yearning for Krishna. So he did not object. But then, he was leaving the Singhadwara gate. He came out. And then Lord Gaura runs towards the ocean. "Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna?" he calls.
Where is Krishna?
Surrounding him on four sides, the devotees sing of Lord Hari's glories. Lord Gaura has become like a golden mountain rolling about in the dust. Lord Gaura falls to the ground. His tall body is now unconscious. He stands. The next moment he falls. Foam comes from his mouth. Now Vasudev Ghosh's heart is ripped into shreds. This is a very good song. "Kota Krishna, Kota Krishna," he calls. "Kota Krishna, Kota Krishna." Huh? How do we say? "Kota
Krishna.
Kota Krishna. Where is Krishna?" So, we only have short readings in the evening because so much rounds have to be chanted. But I want to thank very much our Bodhidharma Prabhu and Mahārāja Brahmoni and the musical Kishori, who has learned this song on her harmonium, and Subhanu Prabhu and our Suresh Nimai, who have come to sing for Radha Rasa Bihari today. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much. I'm fortunate to hear from you. Nice song.
You can always come at 8 o'clock. Yeah. Today we were a little late, but usually we are German punctuality.
Good night.
Good night. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.